Members of the Penn State Board of Trustees received the report they commissioned at the same time as everyone else yesterday. An hour later, former FBI head Louis Free, who led the investigation, spoke about the findings in the report.
Our most saddening and sobering finding is the total disregard for the safety and welfare of Sandusky's child victims by the most senior leaders at Penn State.
Free said some of the most telling and critical information came from the janitors who witnessed Sandusky raping a boy. Free said the fact that they failed to come forward spoke to him of a culture of silence at Penn State.
They were afraid to take on the football program. They said the university would circle around it. It was like going against the President of the United States. If that's the culture on the bottom, you know, God help the culture at the top.
Joe Paterno died before the Free investigation could talk to him, but Free says Paterno was definitely involved in keeping the Sandusky situation quiet.
There's a whole bunch of evidence here, and we're saying the reasonable conclusion from that evidence is he was an integral part of this active decision to conceal.
Members of the Penn State Board of Trustees were also called out for a lack of oversight and for not creating an environment where senior university officials felt accountable. Kenneth Frazier, the chair of the independent investigation for the Board of Trustees, says the board feels ashamed for not having pressed the school's ousted president, Graham Spanier, for more details when a media report published in March of 2011 alleged Sandusky was being investigated for child sexual abuse.
We did ask President Spanier questions. We got answers. I think what we can be blamed for in hindsight is we didn't probe more deeply after we got the first set of answers.
The Free report includes a list of 120 recommended changes that Penn State could make to improve governance and to protect children. I'm Emily Reddy, WPSU.